Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Carrie Rayner from Bemis Point, New York. She's with the Community Alliance for Suicide Prevention.
I lost my husband to suicide in 2012, and I had an 18-month-old child when he passed. I looked for local resources locally, and they were not available. And I spent every night when I would put my daughter to bed, I would research suicide for about 8 hours a day. The tragedy made me look for answers and why this happens.
Tell us about your husband, Carrie. What was he like?
Dan was a fun guy. Life of the party, wanted to make everyone smile. He was always happy. At that time, I didn't know what the warning signs were because I wasn't educated on them. Now that I know what the signs are and I look back, all the signs were there. His friends talk about they saw the signs too.
You mentioned, Carrie, that suicide is the second leading cause of death for young kids today. And that just breaks my heart that so many young kids are choosing suicide. Why?
In my opinion, social media. You know, anytime we post something on social media, it's something fun that we're doing or who we're hanging out with. So it always looks like everyone else's lives are really super exciting as we're sitting in our rooms and we're scrolling.
So is suicide a bigger problem around the holidays, Carrie?
It's actually a myth. The CDC reports that the suicide rate is actually lowest in December and the rates peak in the spring and the fall. I think depression is a problem all the time. Maybe around the holidays, we see it a little bit more because maybe, you know, they don't have a loved one to be with or they lost someone, they're grieving and they see other folks, you know, having fun with family and friends and they just can't get into it.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week, Carrie Rayner from Bemis Point, New York, with the Community Alliance for Suicide Prevention. And Carrie, what are the warning signs to look for when it comes to suicide?
If they're talking about killing or harming themselves, expressing strong feelings of hopelessness or being trapped, an unusual preoccupation with death or dying, calling or visiting people to say goodbye, saying things like, you know, everyone would be better off without me, or I want out, or a sudden switch from being depressed to acting really calm and happy.
And so you mentioned that more men than women are committing suicide, and any other things to look out for as far as who's most at risk?
Folks that have prior suicide attempts, misuse and abuse of alcohol and drugs, mental disorders, particularly depression, access to lethal means, knowing someone that died by suicide, or lack of access to behavioral health care.
Everyone's depression, obviously, is different, and we're all wired different. We grieve differently, and we all face circumstances in life that bring us down. When does grieving become unhealthy?
Feeling down from time to time is a normal part of life, but when emotions such as hopelessness and despair just won't go away. More than just sadness in response to life setbacks. Depression changes how you think, feel, and function. It can interfere with your ability to work, study, eat, sleep, and enjoy life. And just trying to get through the day can be overwhelming. We have to reach out for help if we're grieving. We have to reach out for help if we're depressed, just so we can understand it ourselves.
Yeah.
Especially around suicide, we ask questions of why. Will we ever have the answer? Who are we going to ask?
So you mentioned a statistic I found fascinating. For every death from suicide, 100 other lives are impacted. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
You know, everyone thinks, well, the family was just affected. But what about the folks that knew, like, let's, for example, we'll say my husband, people that knew my husband, whether they worked with him or he just had a great impression on them and maybe they looked up to him for some things, right? Maybe someone that we didn't even know.
Well, Carrie, I can't imagine the grief you've gone through in losing a spouse to suicide. What has this whole tragedy taught you about yourself?
Being mindful of other people is really important to me. And when you're asking someone a question, truly want to know the answer to the question or don't ask it. Like if you say, how are you? Do you really mean how are you? Or do you, like, be mindful. Like, are you really, ask the question that you really want to hear the answer to. And just take a step back and be mindful of other people because we don't know what issues they're dealing with.
That's Carrie Rayner from Bemis Point, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.